All right, Desert Vista High School Thursday, a big band. This is Roxy Koss, and I'm going to be adjudicating you on this tape. I'll give you some comments. Looking forward to hearing the band. Heard the Wednesday band earlier, and I'm looking forward to it. All right. Sounds, trumpets, trombones, saxes. I want to hear that same intensity and fullness of the sound in the rhythm section.
Our next piece, Laura, is going to exclusively feature Sean on tenor.
Watch that count off. It's a little bit sloppy on that first downbeat. You want it to be super crisp.
Thank you.
nice phrasing. I like that you're not rushing through the melody, taking your time with it. When you come in on the entrance, you got to be careful that, you know, the end of the intro into the top of that tenor melody, you got to be careful the note choice over the chords before the chord changes to the downbeat. To hear some vibrato, a little bit of interpretation of the rhythmic part of the melody, you know, change up the rhythms a little bit. Nice big full sound, a little bit more air support in the tenor. You don't have to get crazy, but just a little bit here and there really adds a lot. Nice intonation. I love that you're taking your time with the melody. Trombone's doing a great job of staying underneath the solo. Yeah, sax is too. Section, because the sound is really empty. I'm just hearing a very loud bass drum. It's not very appropriate. You know, I don't hear your hi-hat. I don't think you're even playing the hi-hat. Can't really see, but there we go. All right, nice full brush sound. Feel going and play the ride. It's just, there's so many abrupt changes happening in the drums. Sax is a great sound. That little thing you did on the end. I love that little line you played on the end. I'd love to hear more of that interspersed into the melody. It's very straight, and you want to give yourself to it. We want to hear Sean Keller version of Laura, so we want to hear a little bit of inflection. And what you can do is start by just learning the way that they do it on the record. And just really try to get exactly the stylistic inflections of the tenor soloist. And then you can make it yourself. But if you just read it off the page, it doesn't really speak. As soon as we heard a little bit of you, it really came alive. And that was just at the very end.
By the way, you will also hear some Jack Smith rhythmic stylings from the drum set as well.
So a song like Laura, it really is made by the soloist and the rhythm section. And in this case, we had a very strong ensemble. The rhythm section needed to sound full. We need to keep that tempo feeling like it's moving. And that's going to come from the bass and drums. It's going to come from, you know, filling up the sound, not just playing the ride and the bass drum. And it's going to come from the comping, being more active with the soloist. And it's going to come from the soloist giving a little bit more interpretation. The band, the horns, did a great job on the backgrounds on Laura. Sounds great. It's just a matter of getting the air support so you can get those notes to come out. The phrasing is good. Yeah, lead alto. Gotta be grooving on this. Drums, I want you to dig in more. Drums, be careful. You're twirling that stick, but your tempo isn't steady. So you need to think more simple, more groove, less flash. All right, Barry, I want you to play out. Big sound. Yeah. Drummer, loosen the groove again. Horns, great job at those backgrounds. You can tighten it up even more. But great job staying under the soloist. It's a little bit tighter. And you can shape it. Kind of like put hairpins in the middle. Barry solo. Solo. Take your time with this piano. Hey, bass player, you're holding it down. You're doing great. Tighten up, saxes. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Really exaggerate that. More lead alto needed. Hearing lots of first tenor. Yeah, drummer, I just want to feel like a little bit more relaxed in the groove. Jump it, make sure you have enough air. Balance. Every section sounds great in the horns. I'd like to hear the rhythm section just really get into that groove a little bit more. Bass is really holding it down, but you know, we gotta get the piano actively comping. We gotta get the drums to settle into that groove a little bit more. I want to hear more from the lead alto, and I want to hear more air support in the trumpets, especially when you get up higher in the range. Beautiful trombone section. You know, very nice blend. Nobody's overpowering anybody. As tenor players, we gotta like make sure we don't overpower the altos. Tenor's a pretty loud instrument if you have the right setup, so you just have to be aware of that. Most of those tenor voicings are supposed to be pretty low dynamically in the balance. Be aware of that. And in terms of the phrasing, you know, same old stuff, exaggerate the articulations and the accents and shape the lines a little bit more by exaggerating the dynamics and adding some crescendos and decrescendos following the melody line. But solid band and a really nice set and some nice solos. Love the Barry playing some great stuff harmonically. Trumpet, love your attitude, you know, playing the trumpet great, nice phrasing. Great sound, great band, great set. Good job, you guys.